Hunting, fishing, and trapping licenses will cost more in the state starting this year. Officials with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources say rising inflation and declining license sales have meant less funding for its Division of Fish and Wildlife over the years. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the increased fees should generate about $4 million for the division annually.
Many individual hunting and fishing license fees haven't changed since the early 2000s, and several commercial ones have stayed the same since the 1980s. Lene Peterchef is the licensing and permit supervisor for the agency's Division of Fish and Wildlife. She says the fee increases will not only help keep the division running, but they'll also go to matching funds for federal grants, which could help more species whose populations are declining.
There's a research project being done on gray foxes right now and bobwhite quail, and we're hoping to be able to do more of those research projects, as well as work with more private landowners on establishing habitat on their properties.
The DNR created the new license fees by comparing them with fees in other Midwest states. Licenses for most hunting, fishing, and trapping activities in the state will go up for the license year starting April 1st. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Some commercial river fishermen say the higher fees will hurt an already declining industry. The DNR has a list of how the different license fees have changed on its website.